time to learn a lot of important things. The news, of course. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. No surprise here, but it's just like, oh my gosh, how is this possible? Facebook left millions of user passwords readable by its employees for years. Facebook said there's no evidence its employees abused access to this data, but thousands of employees could have searched them. A security blog said 600 million Facebook users may have had their passwords stored in plain text.
Whoa.
Now, dang. Alex, remind us again, what is your password?
Well, it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Chicken nugget.
Yep.
Ketchup only one. Teachers at an elementary school in Indiana were shot with pellet guns during a training exercise.
Gosh. This is so stupid.
I just don't understand. Let me explain here. The local sheriff's department was running an active shooter training drill at a school, which is crazy that they have to do that nowadays, but that's becoming more and more common. That's not the weird part, but the cops directed teachers into a room four at a time, told them to crouch down, and then shot them execution style with pellets in rapid fire.
That is so weird. That definitely is like abuse, right?
Well, I feel
they're
bad.
They're trying to train them for how to respond to an active shooter.
Well, I hate to tell you this,
but
if a shooter...
shooting them with the pellet gun, if a shooter hits them with the real gun...
you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you train for that?
Or you're not even dead, but it's like you're injured. It's not like you can, like...
right.
Wrap yourself up or, like, anything.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was accidental that it was shot, like it wasn't supposed to be done, but
no,
yeah,
it was all on purpose.
But actually, I don't think they meant to shoot somebody point blank with a BB gun in the back of the head.
Oh, I took it as they did. Because they were like, this is, you need to know what to expect, which is, the whole thing is so dumb. Exactly what Liv said.
If you get shot in the back of the head, you're not going to have to expect anything. Except, hello, Jesus, how are you? That's not going to be good. So, yeah, that's terrifying. It said teachers were left bloodied and bruised. The incident is now under investigation. So somebody's in trouble. A Texas rancher, got some big kahunas or kahunas here, decided to test Petco's leashed pets welcome policy. So as long as there's a leash, your pet's allowed to come in there. You can bring a dog, a cat,
whoa,
a lizard, whatever. Well, this Texas rancher brought in a 2,000-pound African Watusi. If you don't know what that is, it's a giant, huge steer.
Whoa.
With like horns that look like fake.
Oh my gosh, was it alive or dead?
Alive.
They drug it in, Liv.
Well,
yes, it was alive.
I don't know if he was a hunter.
Excuse me, I just wanted to bring him like
2,000 pounds.
Yeah, it is like, what do you think, the Rock lift came in there or something?
I didn't know if he was like a hunter.
Well, their pet
he
policy.
Walked him in with the leash.
Their pet policy doesn't say they have to be alive. So here's my dead skunk.
Right, exactly. I'm
going to walk around here and let it stink the joint up.
I didn't know.
You know, it was alive, but it's crazy. Have you
like,
seen?
How do you even get an alive one of those?
Well, he's a farmer or something.
He's a rancher.
Okay.
They have those. They have those, you know.
You know, on the ranch.
Like in Hidden Valley.
All right.
He's a farmer for Hidden Valley.
You'll be able to see that at joeandalexshow.com. A couple more stories here. A couple in England is looking for a nanny willing to dress up as a different Disney princess each month and wear the costume every day.
I'd do it.
I 1,000% would do that.
Wow, okay. And it's going to pay about $53,000 a year.
Nice. That's pretty
good. Yes, $53,000. That ain't bad to dress up. You wouldn't get bored doing that every day, though?
Well, you only have to change it up every month, though.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think so. I think that would be so much fun. I would be really excited for the Ariel day.
How spoiled are these kids too? Like, not only do they have a nanny, but they're going to have like custom, like, oh, well, today I'm going to be princess, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
yeah.
These kids are going to like be in some high powered positions and make some awful decisions.
They're going to get into any college that they want to, right? There's going to be some help with that one.
Yep.
And final one right here. It's interesting. This town's having a big debate about changing their name, and I'll give it to you, and I want to know what you think. We'll kind of make a decision here on the Joe and Alex Show. A group in Dripping Springs, Texas.
Yucky.
Is trying to change the name of their town. They want to go from Dripping Springs, Texas to Poundtown, Texas.
No, they do not. That's a joke.
No, they really want to be called Poundtown. P-O-U-N-D, Poundtown. An early settler was named Joseph Pound, so that's why. Listen,
oh, no.
Now, back in the day when I was single, I used to always ask girls, hey, would you like to go to Pound Town?
Ew.
And some wanted to go, some didn't.
Most didn't.
Yeah.
Listen, as a girl that's never been to Pound Town, you don't know how nice of a place it is until you've actually been there. So what do you think between those two names? Should they be Dripping Springs?
They're both awful. I thought you were going to say they wanted to change the first one to something better.
Right.
No.
Like Springfield.
Yeah.
No. Is it going to be Dripping Springs, Texas or Pound Town, Texas?
I definitely think Pound Town is way worse. You're going to get worse. So many tourists just stopping by the like town sign just to take a picture.
But that'll be good for business, though. People will stop at the Pound Town, you know, motel and the Pound Town gas station.
No one is going to be staying at the Pound Town hotel.
I would open a pound cake business there. Pound Town pound cake. That just
see, look
cool.
It. We're creating entrepreneurs here.
Brothel.
Pound Town brothel.
Yes. I don't, why would you open a brothel? What does that even have to do with the story? I'm disgusted by you.
I'm joking.
All right, well, there you go. Pound Town, that's my vote. It just sounds cool. Pound Town, Texas. Woo! That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. All right, hey, coming up just after 7 o'clock, it was everywhere yesterday. Florida man. I don't know how this happened. Like crazy stories, but now it's a way that you can actually search with your birthday and see what crazy Florida man story happened on that day. You know we got to do that.
It's epic.
All right, we're going to do that next year on the Joe and Alex Show.